is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The WHL Conference Championships hit the ice. It's Edmonton and Winnipeg in the east, Kamloops and Seattle in the west. We'll have a preview and a chat with Oil Kings head coach Brad Lauer later on in the show. 2022 WHL Prospects Draft is in the books. It was a banner day for the 2007-born prospects across Western Canada and the U.S. In moments, a recap of the top five picks and a chat with first overall selection Gavin McKenna, who hails from Whitehorse in the Yukon. That is coming up. First up.
Good morning, and welcome to the 2022 WHL Prospects Draft.
And with that, the second WHL Prospects Draft in 5 months was underway virtually for the 22 teams. Medicine Hat Tigers holding the first overall selection, and did the expected. Director of Player Personnel, Bobby Fox, with the selection.
With the number one overall pick, the Medicine Hat Tigers are proud to select from the Rink Academy in Kelowna U18 team, Gavin McKenna.
McKenna, the clear-cut number one among the 2007-born prospects, Tigers general manager Willie Desjardins.
When we looked at Gavin, clearly, you know, being able to play up, late birth to being able to play up, it's pretty incredible the numbers he put up. His vision is outstanding. The way he sees the ice, the way he can distribute the puck, both forehand and backhand, are certainly at an elite level. You know, I think he's a player that gets faster when he has the puck. Like, he's so good with the puck. So we're really exciting to be able to bring him in. And I know for our fans, it's going to be an exciting time for our fans to see a player of this caliber.
And Gavin McKenna is coming up on the show in moments. The second overall selection belonging to the Tri-City Americans. Americans Director of Player Personnel, Roy Stasiak.
Tri-City Americans are proud and happy to select with the second pick overall in the 2022 draft. From Calgary, Alberta, Edge Academy, born May 13th, 2007, left-shot defenseman Jackson Smith. He was a player that's just trended upwards all throughout the season. Saw him early in the year. He was very good. Continued to get better and better, more exciting. Had an outstanding playoff in the CSS Championships. His edge control, his quickness, his ability to move the puck, his ability to move the puck up ice, see things that a lot of players don't see, is incredible. And he's already got pro size at 6'2 and 3/4. So we're really excited. We think we're building a solid defense to go with some really good forwards. And, you know, we're on our way here.
The Victoria Royals holding the third pick overall. Ed Fowler made the selection.
With the third pick in the 2022 WHL Prospect Draft, the Victoria Royals are proud and grateful to select from Macklin, Saskatchewan, and the Northern Alberta Extreme U15 Prep Program, left shot center, Cole Reshny. We're very excited to be able to add a player of Cole's caliber to our young group. You know, he projects as a number one centerman going forward. He's a dynamic offensive player, but even more impressive is his work ethic and his attention to detail on the defensive side.
The Calgary Hitmen were up next. Gary Davidson with the selection.
Calgary Hitmen are very pleased to select Reese Hamilton out of NAX and Whitewood, Saskatchewan.
Reese Hamilton making it back-to-back Saskatchewan-born picks.
Well, Reese checks all the boxes, what I think is a modern defenseman. He's got hands, feet, head, and processes the game very well, can skate out of trouble, can move the puck exceptionally well. I think he's a top-pairing defenseman that will play all situations and log a lot of ice time for us in the future here.
The Regina Pats rounding out the top five, Pats head scout Dale McMullen.
The Regina Pats are proud to select fifth overall in the 2020 draft, Cole Temple from Brandon Weekings.
Temple adding to the long list of players coming out of Brandon.
Well, Cole Temple we identified early in the year. He's a kid that skates the way we want to skate, great edges. He's got great hands, good hockey mind, makes plays, makes others around him better.
In total, 240 players were selected by WHL member clubs, including 137 forwards, 78 defenders, and 25 goaltenders. A history was made in the 13th round as the Vancouver Giants used the 268th overall selection to call the name of defender Chloe Primorano. the first woman skater selected in any Canadian Hockey League selection draft. Primorano from North Vancouver skated in 30 games with the Burnaby Winter Club U15 prep team this past season, registering 19 points, 2 goals, and 17 assists. Alberta led all provincial branches with 83 players selected. A total of 70 were chosen from BC, with another 50 players coming from Saskatchewan. Manitoba saw 31 players selected. Thursday's proceedings saw 6 players from the United States, following on the heels of 44 American-born players taken in the 2022 WHL U.S. Priority Draft on Wednesday.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Medicine Hat Tigers did as expected and selected forward Gavin McKenna out of the Rink Hockey Academy in Kelowna, but born up in Whitehorse in the Yukon, and he joins us here for WHL This Week. Gavin, we speak a few hours after the draft is when we record this here. I'm sure it's been a crazy and an awesome day here for you and your family.
Yeah, for sure. It's been awesome. It's been busy, but I love it.
We were talking off the air that this is about your fourth or fifth interview of the day here, so I guess you're getting used to this sort of thing.
Yeah, starting to.
All right, well, Gavin, let's talk about it. You are projected as the number one guy, and you're coming to the Western Hockey League here. What was it about the WHL and the Medicine Hat Tigers that wanted you to be a part of it here in the future?
There's been so many guys come out of the WHL and also the Medicine Hat Tigers have had lots of NHL stars. So also they've had Willie Desjardins, their coach, who's coached the Vancouver Canucks, the Dallas Stars, the World Junior teams. So he's obviously a good coach. So that pretty much just influenced me.
You have a pretty good coach, or a big name coach there at Rink Hockey Academy, don't you?
Yeah, Brian Ritchie. I actually live with him. So, yeah, he's played in the NHL for about 8 years, and now he's coaching my YHA Kelowna team.
And a standout, former Lethbridge Hurricane as well. I have to throw that in there for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Gavin, let's talk about your hockey road. You've talked a lot about it today, but you end up in Kelowna after playing your hockey as a youth in Whitehorse. And there's a growing list, right, of players from the Yukon and from Whitehorse here. So tell me about your hockey journey that has landed you the first overall pick here in the WHL Prospects Draft.
I played in Whitehorse growing up until I was, I think, 11, and then I moved to Kelowna to play for Rink here. Yeah, I played here last year, and then applied for sectional status for the U18 league here. So I played, and then I just played U18 here last year. It was an awesome year. It was fun, and then, yeah, now we're here.
That's great. And there's that list includes, you know, I think back to a former Kamloops Blazer captain, Jared Dooling, which is well before your time. But one guy that would be right in your wheelhouse would be Dylan Cousins. And that name's been brought up a few times. He's playing for Canada right now at the World Hockey Championships. How much of an influence was he for you growing up and now being the first overall selection?
Yeah, he's been a big influence. I've heard his name a ton growing up. I played with his younger brother growing up as well. Yeah, he's done awesome in everything. The World Juniors, the NHL, he's a huge influence. So, yeah, I'm going to try to follow in his footsteps.
Was that a big decision to come all the way south to Kelowna from the Yukon? I'm sure, you know, that it's just not, you know, down the road. I mean, this is it's a long journey here for you.
Yeah, one of my buddies from Whitehorse played here a year before I came down, so he kind of told me about it, said it was really good, so I just came down here.
Let's talk about your game. You know, a lot of listeners will never have seen you play before, but they will soon. So tell us what makes up your game, Gavin.
I'd say I'm a playmaker who can play with at very high speed and process the game very well, sees the ice very well, loves to win, is very competitive, and yeah, we'll do whatever it takes to win, pretty much.
Do you look up to a certain NHL player or two?
Probably Nathan MacKinnon off the Colorado Avalanche.
Not a bad player, that's for sure. Gavin, this is the summer now here, and you're in Kelowna. Tell us what the summer will be like before you hit training camp there in the fall in Medicine Hat.
I'm going to go home to Whitehorse early before the school year, I think like early June, and then I will. I have a camp in Detroit, which I'm going to go to, and then I have two camps here in Kelowna. And then over the summer, I'll just be training with five times a week with my trainer and then trying to get on the ice as much as I can.
Well, congratulations, Gavin. Sounds like you have a busy schedule ahead of you, and I know everyone in Medicine Hat, the WHL, is excited for your first game in the league. Again, congratulations on the big day, and we can't wait to see you on the ice. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to the WHL This Week. Radio edition.
The Western Conference Championship Series will feature the Kamloops Blazers and the Seattle Thunderbirds. The Blazers finishing off the Vancouver Giants back on Sunday night in six games.
And that'll do it. The Kamloops Blazers are going back to the Western Conference Championship Series for the first time since 2013. They shut out the Giants 6-0 here at the Langley Event Center. And they are mobbing goaltender Dylan Garand after a fabulous effort to close out the series.
The Blazers will open the series on home ice Friday and Saturday night before the series then shifts to Kent, Washington for games 3 and 4. This after the Thunderbirds came all the way back from being down 3-1 to win game 7 in Portland to the end of the game Tuesday with Seattle broadcaster Tom Boyning.
The horn sounds. They're Seattle Thunderbirds are headed to the Western Conference Championship Series for the first time since 2017. They come from 3-1 down in this series. They win the final 3 games. They move on to take on the Kamloops Blazers.
The road team won 5 of the 7 games in the series, ending Portland's season. Post-game, Winterhawks head coach and GM Mike Johnston.
Anytime the year ends, it's very hard on the 20-year-olds for sure. Our 3 20-year-olds, Goche, Clay Hannes, Jaden DeRoe. Clay Hannes, Jaden DeRoe have been here since 15-year-old kids. So it's tough. It really is tough. It often doesn't hit home until tomorrow or the next day. It doesn't really sink in that the season has ended because you're going at 100 miles an hour from September till now. But I feel for those guys. And there could be a couple 19-year-old players that will turn pro that may not be back as well. So it's tough. Their junior career goes by fast, and you get these kids when they're young kids. And you're really proud of everything they accomplished. But looking at a Game 7, we asked them to go out there tonight and just give it everything they've got. And it's all about work and will and battles. And I thought they did everything they could to try and win the game tonight.
Kamloops Blazers and Seattle Thunderbirds haven't met in the WHL playoffs since 2000. That was 22 years ago. The franchises, though, have a hearty playoff history. In fact, they met each other 7 times in the 1990s alone.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Edmonton Oil Kings and the Winnipeg Ice in the Eastern Conference Championship Series, a series that, well, I guess you could say many predicted most of the year and especially solidified after the trade deadline. Brad Lauer's the head coach of the Oil Kings. He joins us ahead of the series. Brad, it's been a great playoffs for you so far. You know, you've done it in the minimum, and we all know that rest is pretty important. So it's nice, I'm sure, to have the first two series under your belt in the minimum 8 games.
Yeah, you know, obviously there was a lot of excitement after what the first to last 2 years have been like, with obviously with COVID and not being able to play in playoffs. So it was pretty cool to see how excited the kids were, you know, that first round against Lethbridge to get into playoff hockey. And that we were excited and nervous the first round. And I think we got better as that series went along. And then obviously we learned an awful lot from that first round into going into Red Deer. And I really like the way we played and competed against Red Deer.
you finish off the series sweep, and I think it was in the post-game recap where Carter Sutch, one of your veteran forwards, said something that sort of resonated with me. He said, rest is a weapon, he said. And I'm not sure if that's a mantra you guys use in your room here, but how fitting is that when you look in these long best-of-seven playoff series?
Well, I think it's important, especially for in our league, the travel that could come with your rounds and with your series, like for what we have coming up here in round three. I think, it's something we've talked about with the travel and the schedules during the course of the year, that whenever you get an opportunity to get rest, you got to make sure you take advantage of it. Now, that's making sure you do the right things when you have that rest. And our guys have been understand the importance of those days off that we've given during the year. And it's no different going into playoffs. We take advantage of situations that we can. And I think we had a great opportunity. Again, we had played two physical rounds with Lethbridge and Red Deer, and I think it was a great opportunity for our guys to get back, get somewhat healthy. I mean, no one's healthy this time of year, but it gave us, our group, a chance to get back to as close to 100% we can this time of year and then get ready and rested for this next round against Winnipeg.
Well, let's talk about the matchup. Number one against number two seed. You'll start on the road in the 2-3-2 series format. So that means you'll host games 3-4-5 back in Edmonton here. But I guess we've been anticipating this series, or maybe outsiders have been anticipating this series for a long time now, and here it is. So, the matchup is set. It's going to be a great series. How do you see it going down?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good series. I think both teams are very, very comparable. I think the games that we played against each other, they were very fast, very, very quick, very intense, very emotional. They're a deep hockey club. We're deep. We got some good depth. There's a lot of similarities between the two clubs. They've been able to score a lot of goals this year. So it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be exciting. It's, our guys are excited for it. That's junior hockey. It's a lot of fun this time of year to be still playing.
You were 3-1 in the 4-game season set. That included a win in Winnipeg as well as a couple of wins at home. So you have to be feeling, pretty good that you've been able to at least win, in Winnipeg, because you'll need to do that in this playoff series.
The season series was good for us. I mean, obviously, every time we played, the matchup was 1-2 again. The comparisons of the number one against number two, and it seemed to follow us through the whole year, whenever we played each other, and brought a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity to the game, a lot of energy, and it's exciting. It was exciting, and that our guys rose to the challenge. But in saying that, we also know the playoffs are a different animal, and things ramp up a little bit more, and a little bit more pressure. So, we can take some confidence out of that season series, but we also understand the how it's going to be different too.
We all know it takes 20 to win in the playoffs, your whole roster. You're getting great mileage though out of your top six forwards, and your back end with Caden Gooley, who you missed for much of the second half of the regular season. But your depth here, it'll be tested. Winnipeg has great depth too here. So how important will the depth side be here? Getting all four lines out and your six defensemen in this series.
Yeah, for sure. The way the schedule is, obviously we're playing Friday, Saturday there, then obviously we're back here in Edmonton on Monday already, so we're playing 3 and 4 nights. So these first three games will be important. One, especially teams staying out of, getting into penalty trouble or power, going to power play, getting more minutes on guys will be interesting. And also, again, your fourth line has to give you some good minutes, and I think the first two rounds that we played, our guys have been able to do that for us, and we've got some more bodies back coming back for this round, so I hope it should make us a deeper four-line team going into round three.
The one thing nice about finishing up a playoff series is you get a chance to, see what else is going on around the playoff pitcher, maybe even in the Western Conference. It's a luxury you don't really have if you're, going to go 6 or 7 games. So have you been keeping tabs of what's been going on? And there's only two teams left out west in Kamloops and Seattle.
Yeah, no, we've watched, usually because of the time change, we've been able to, there's been a few times after we finished our games where we were able to put on some of the games out there and watch Kamloops or watch Portland, watch the Vancouver series. So we caught little bits and pieces of the game, and we watched the last half of the game last night between Seattle and Portland, game 7, which was Again, I thought it was a real good series between those two teams.
Well, it's all getting down here to the Final Four now, and we got great series on both sides here in both the Eastern and Western Conference championship sets here. So, Brad, appreciate you spending some time with us here on WHL this week, and good luck in that Eastern Conference championship against Winnipeg.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to our guests, Gavin McKenna and Brad Lauer. Enjoy the Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.